Most people ask me how I got my stage name, Queen Earth, but this isn't that story. This is the story of Universe Consulting and Design. This time last year, I was at BWI Airport handing my bag to a sky cap when something told me to stop. I reached in my pocket because my phone was ringing. I picked it up. It was a college. See, I was on my way to the Midwest to take QueerCore Behind the Music, my queer-centered storytelling open mic, where I literally make space for people who usually don't have space made for them. It was all going to get canceled. If I had handed my bag over earlier, my underwear would have been in St. Louis. I was devastated. Took my luggage, my phone, and I called a Lyft. And anybody who's from Baltimore knows that when you're not getting paid, a lift from BWI all the way back to East Baltimore is not fun. But I got in the car. Janet Jackson Control was playing on the speakers. I love Janet. Janet Jackson's birthday is actually the day before mine. And since I was like 12 years old, I've always celebrated 2 days in a row. Her song Control was about her announcing to the world that she was a grown-up, but my favorite Janet project would probably be Design of a Decade, and that's what 2020 was supposed to be for me. 2020 was supposed to be like my greatest hits album. I had been working on Queercore for years, and finally I was going to get on a plane to go share my education, music, creativity, and all this social justice. COVID had other plans. So it was a long ride, and I started thinking about how in the world did I get here? See, 10 years ago, I was working on college campuses, doing multicultural affairs, as we called it back then, or social justice, planning Women's History Month, Black History Month, GayrApril, Asian American, Pacific Islander Heritage Month, chairs, tables, email, hosting if I had to, booking performers if I could. I said goodbye to all of that because while I love my job, there was no space for me to grow there. I jumped headfirst into music. I was playing at bars and restaurants, and maybe I was doing it for like 6 months before I started giving guitar lessons. And a friend from grad school helped me to land a gig as a adjunct writing professor. That was awesome because I love writing, but I thought I was a cool professor because you know what? If I could get my students to care about their own story, maybe that would be a gateway for them to fall in love with writing. I was learning more about business. I was trying to become a YouTube celebrity. So I would send bars and restaurants a video of me doing Eminem, Little No Diggity, little upbeat, up-tempo. But farmers markets, my favorite place to play, would get me singing the Dixie Chicks, or rather, as we call in 2021, the Chicks, Wide Open Spaces. I was learning my audience. That summer, I was going to do a farmers market tour. This was important because I learned the following summer that I can't make cash and play songs. So people could buy my music and support me without touching me because of chalk or big marketing and signs that I was learning to bring with me to the market. A woman wanted to speak to me about my voice. She loved it and she wanted me to play at her market. So standard procedure, you pick up the phone and you have a phone call. She kept telling me that she loved to hear me sing, but she wanted me to make sure that the material was family friendly. And I said, of course, I'm a professional. It's my job to read the crowd and make sure that I'm playing music that is appropriate for the crowd. She doubled down and repeated herself. And she said, yeah, well, you know, I just want to make sure it's family friendly. A light goes off in my head and I realize or believe, did I send this woman a video of me doing an Eminem song? Is it my mistake? So I asked her very clearly. I said, ma'am, can you tell me specifically what you are referring to? She said, in the song, in the video that I sent her, I was singing to a woman. So I doubled down. I said, are you telling me that if I was singing different pronouns, that this would be appropriate for your market? And she said, well, yeah. And I said, I don't want to play at your market then. Just because of one letter of the alphabet, she had no space for me at her market. I couldn't make money like my friends. I couldn't have the same opportunities. When I got home from the airport that day, I thought about all that had happened since that day. I would go on to get a certificate in culturally responsive teaching because I couldn't separate social justice from the music and the work that I was doing in the classroom. My partner and I at the time were going to travel the world for 18 months. So I got another certificate in the pedagogy of online teaching. When I came home that afternoon in 2020, I felt like I was ready for the world. My wife is a nurse. We have family in Seattle, and we saw the pandemic coming. So we took 2020 and made our office this dope vortex of music and beat making. And this was our safe space, because if every single day in 2020, I made a beat, and on the days that I didn't, I made five the next day, I was able to make space. I had nothing to say, no words, but I spent 2020 making garden boxes, because apparently I'm a woodworker now. I share stories with spiritual communities, but most of all, I got to do more social justice work and help organizations figure out how they can do a little bit better, because I'm making space and time for these conversations. But I do know this, I couldn't control anything in 2020, but every time I set my fingers down on the keyboard, I could feel very powerful and control a little bit of the chaos and a little bit of the noise. And my hope is that because I had no words and because I made instrumentals, I can make space for poets, rappers, instrumentalists, and maybe somebody out there is listening.